The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from a new book titled How to Save Money Book for Families That Want More, 222 Smart Money Saving Tips to Cut Cost, Stretch Income, and Build Financial Freedom Without Sacrificing Joy. And as we begin our book, we'll start with the introduction. Smart saving for real families starts right here. Let's be honest. Managing money isn't just about numbers. It's about trade-offs. It's about stretching every dollar while giving yourself and your family a joyful life. It's about navigating rising cost, uncertain economies, and endless responsibilities, all while wondering, are we doing enough? If that sounds familiar, you're not alone, and in the right place. This book was written for families like yours, hardworking, thoughtful, and doing their best to make smart financial decisions without sacrificing what matters most. Maybe you're looking for ways to save on groceries, lower your utility bills, or finally get a handle on budgeting. Perhaps you're trying to prepare for the future while living fully today. This guide will meet you wherever you are on your journey with real-life practical strategies that work. Why this book is different. Unlike many finance books with theory, jargon, or one-size-fits-all solutions, this guide is built around actionable tips across 23 key household expense categories. These are the same categories families spend on daily, like groceries, housing, transportation, utilities, childcare, health, and even mindset and habits. Each tip is designed to help you cut cost without cutting joy, stretch your income without working more hours, build resilience so you're better prepared for whatever comes next. You won't find complicated spreadsheets or generic advice here. Instead, you'll get clear, encouraging step-by-step ideas that fit your busy life. Small changes add up. The truth is, you don't need to overhaul your entire lifestyle to make a meaningful difference. Often, the small, consistent changes, the five-minute adjustments, the second thoughts before clicking buy now, the intentional meals plan help you keep more of your hard-earned money. By applying just a few of these tips, you may immediately start seeing extra savings. Over time, those savings grow, your stress goes down, and your confidence goes up. Even better, many of the tips in this book don't just save money. They build good habits, strengthen your family routine, and create space for the things that matter: connection, health, security, and peace of mind. You deserve financial peace without perfection. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. Every family situation is different, and every tip in this book is meant to be flexible. Take what fits, adapt what needs tweaking, leave what doesn't serve you. The goal isn't to restrict your life. It's to empower you to live it on your terms, with more freedom and less financial pressure. So let's begin, one tip at a time. As you move through these pages, you'll discover everything from budgeting hacks and shopping strategies to mindset shifts and printable tools that support real progress. This book is designed to be your go-to reference, something you can return to repeatedly, no matter the season or stage of life. So, take a deep breath, grab a pen, and let's get started. You don't need to do everything. You just need to do something today. And how to use this book? There's no one-size-fits-all path to saving money, because no two families live the same life. This book was designed to be flexible, practical, and ready for the real world. Whether you're starting your financial journey or looking for fresh ideas to level up your savings game, you'll find strategies here that meet you where you are. Here are a few ways readers like you may find the most value. Many readers begin by flipping through the 24 household spending categories and jumping straight to the areas that matter most to them. If groceries are eating up your income, start there. If your utility bill spikes every winter, head to that section first. This book is built so that you can go directly to what's relevant without reading it front to back. Others prefer to read the book cover to cover, taking notes or highlighting as they go. This gives a full picture view of where your money's going and where hidden opportunities might be hiding. Focusing on one tip a day for the next 30 days is also helpful. This makes changes manageable and builds confidence with small, steady wins. If you enjoy structure and habit building, this method works wonders. This book can also spark fun and meaningful conversations for families with kids. You could turn it into a weekly family money challenge. Pick one you tip each week. Try it together and celebrate your success at the end of the week. You're not just saving, you're teaching values and building shared habits that last. And of course, this book is designed to be a trusted reference whenever life throws something new your way. Whether you're moving, changing jobs, preparing for a baby, or dealing with rising costs, you can come back to these pages for clarity, support, and simple ideas that work. And we'll start off today with groceries and meal planning. Shop your pantry before buying more. Before heading to the grocery store, take stock of what's already in your pantry, fridge, and freezer. It helps you avoid buying duplicates and, in essence, saves you money. Well, why does this work? Most families have forgotten cans of soup, half-full pasta boxes, or produce nearing expiration. By using what you already have, you stretch your budget further and reduce unnecessary food waste. Studies show the average family wastes $1,300 in food annually. That's real money, lost in spoiled or overlooked items. Shopping your pantry first trims your grocery bill, forcing more mindful meal planning and smarter shopping habits. Well, how to do it? First, set a 10-minute, quote, pantry check before planning meals. Jot down what needs to be used first. Search for recipes using those items. You can try Googling supercook.com for more information. Plan meals that fill the gaps, not repeat what you already own. Shop only for true missing ingredients. And cook once, eat twice. Make more significant portions during dinner, use leftovers for lunch, or transform them into a new meal the next day. This reduces prep time and food cost. Well, why does this work? Well, instead of cooking from scratch every night or buying lunch out, repurposing leftovers lowers food waste, and saves on groceries. For example, a $12 homemade chili can feed four people twice, cutting your cost per meal in half. It's also perfect for busy weeknights or when you're tempted to order takeout. Cooking once and eating twice saves time, money, and stress. Well, how to do it? Well, you can double recipes for dinners that reheat well, such as soups, casseroles, and pasta. Use leftovers creatively. Chicken becomes wraps. Veggies become stir-fry. And pack lunch portions right after dinner. Label and freeze extra food to avoid boredom. And keep one night a week, leftover night, to clean out the fridge. And switch to store brands. Choose store brand versions of everyday groceries like cereal, pasta, and canned goods. They're often just as good and significantly cheaper. Store brand items are typically 15 to 30% less expensive than national brands. They're often made in the same facilities with different labels. This switch can lead to monthly savings of $40 to $60 for a family of four without sacrificing quality. You may not notice the difference, but your budget sure will. And how to do it? Start with pantry basics: rice, pasta, canned beans, frozen vegetables. And compare ingredients and nutrition labels to your usual brand. Taste test as a family. You can make that fun. Stick to store brands for the items everyone approves, and save premium brands for special treats only. And use a running grocery list. Maintain a running grocery list in a central place at home. This prevents forgetfulness, reduces extra trips, and supports smart shopping habits. Why this works? Well, when families don't track what they run out of, they make multiple store trips and spend more with each one. A running list helps consolidate your needs, avoid impulse buys, and makes shopping more efficient. It also ensures you're not buying something you already have hidden in the pantry. And how to do it? Keep a notebook or a whiteboard on the fridge, or use a shared phone app. Train everyone to add things as soon as they run out. Before you weekly shop, review and organize the list, and check all items as you shop to stay focused and avoid distractions. And skip pre-cut and pre-packaged foods. Avoid paying extra for chopped, peeled, or pre-packaged foods. Instead, prep at home for significant savings. Why this works? You often pay 2 to 3 times more for convenience items like pre-cut fruit or snack-sized packs. For example, a whole pineapple costs $3 to $4, while a pre-cut version may be $7 to $9. Cutting and portioning items at home only takes a few extra minutes and keeps more money in your pocket. And how to do it? Buy whole fruits, cheese blocks, and large bags of snacks. Set aside time once a week to wash, chop, and store. Use reusable containers or snack bags. Get your kids involved. Assign simple snack prep tasks. And create grab-and-go bins in your fridge and pantry. And plan meals around what's on sale. Start your weekly meal plan by checking grocery flyers. Plan meals based on what's discounted for the most significant savings. Why this works? Meal planning around sale items can save 20 to 30% on your weekly grocery bill. For instance, if chicken breast and broccoli are on sale, build meals around them. This approach takes the guesswork out of meal planning and forces a budget-conscious mindset. And how to do it? Use those grocery flyer apps like Flip That's FLIPP. Or check grocery store websites. Pick 2 to 3 proteins and 2 to 3 veggies on sale and find simple recipes using those ingredients. Also, repeat this each week to build consistent habits. And lastly, stock up on sale items that freeze well. And prep snacks in advance. Set aside time to portion out snacks at home. It saves money on single-serve packs and helps kids eat healthier. Why this works? Prepackaged snacks cost more and create more waste. A family buying $15 of snacks per week in small packs could save 30 to 50% just by purchasing bulk and portioning at home. Prepping snacks also keeps kids from reaching for less healthy and more expensive options. And how to do it? Buy large bags of pretzels, crackers, popcorn, or fruit. Use small reusable containers or silicone snack bags. Prep 5 to 7 days worth in one batch. Store in a snack drawer or bin that the kids can have access to. And rotate choices weekly to keep things interesting. And limit waste with a leftover night. Designate one night a week to eat up leftovers. It reduces food waste and saves money by skipping one complete meal prep. Well, why does this work? Leftovers often get pushed to the back of the fridge and forgotten. Setting a weekly leftover night helps you use food while it's still safe and delicious. Even saving just one meal per week means 52 fewer dinners to budget for yearly. And how to do it? Pick a consistent night like Friday or Sunday. Pull out all leftovers and reheat buffet style. Add something fresh if needed, such as a salad, toast, or fruit. Make it a fun, low-effort tradition and freeze anything left for future use. And batch cook school lunches. Prepare your kids' lunches for the week in one sitting. It reduces daily stress and lowers the cost of lunches drastically. Why this works? Buying lunch at school can cost $5 to $10 per day per child. Wow, that's gone up a lot since I was in school. Prepping at home brings it closer to $2. It also encourages healthier choices and prevents last-minute splurges or cafeteria runs. How to do it? Batch prep 5 lunches on Sunday. Wraps, sandwiches, or pasta salads. And use bento-style boxes or containers to portion. Fresh, freeze cold items and refrigerate the rest. And rotate a few favorite snacks to keep it fun. And let your kids help choose and assemble to boost excitement. And join grocery rewards programs. There's certainly a lot of those out there. Sign up for your local grocery store's loyalty program. Over time, points, coupons, and member deals can lead to significant savings. Why this works? Rewards programs are free, and they're easy to use. You earn points on regular purchases and get personalized coupons for things you already buy. Over a year, the savings add up, especially for large families. And how to do it? Register online or in store with your email or phone number. Download the store app to track offers and points. Scan your card or app at the checkout. Use points to redeem discounts for free products. And combine rewards with sales for maximum benefit. Well, those are certainly some great tips on how to save money on food. And now we'll move into utilities and home expenses. Adjust the thermostat for every season. Set your thermostat a few degrees lower in winter and higher in summer. It reduces heating and cooling bills without sacrificing cost. Why this works? Heating and cooling account for nearly half of home energy use, lowering your thermostat by 2 degrees Fahrenheit in the winter can save up to 5% on heating. A programmable thermostat or simple behavior changes can save you around $150 to $200 annually. And how to do it? Aim for 68 degrees in the winter during the day and lower at night. In summer, raise to 76 to 78 degrees when home. That may be a little bit hot for me personally. And use blankets, slippers, or ceiling fans as needed. Invest in a smart thermostat to auto-adjust for your schedule and involve the whole family in being temperature aware. And switch to LED light bulbs. Replace old incandescent or CFL bulbs with LED ones. They use less energy and they last much longer, saving money on both usage and replacements. And why this works? LEDs use up to 85% less electricity and last 15 to 25 times longer than traditional bulbs. A single bulb can save $50 to $100 in electricity over its lifespan. Switching the whole home can create hundreds in long-term savings. And how to do it? Start with the most used bulbs in your kitchen, living room, and entryway. Look for Energy Star rated bulbs for reliability and choose warm or daylight tones depending on the room use. Replace a few each month until the whole home is upgraded. And lastly, recycle old bulbs properly at a local depot. And unplug energy vampires. Unplug devices when they're not in use. Many electronics still draw power even when turned off, known as phantom load. Well, why this works? Phantom energy can account for 5 to 10% of your electricity bill. Devices like game consoles, coffee makers, printers, and chargers use electricity even when idle. Over time, this adds up to hundreds of kilowatt hours. And how to do it? Use power strips to group devices, TV, game system, and speakers. Turn off or unplug chargers when not in use. Unplug small kitchen appliances between uses. Set reminders or create a, quote, shutdown routine for bedtime, and use smart plugs to automate energy savings. And wash your laundry in cold water. Switch to cold water for most laundry loads. It cleans just as well, saves energy, and protects your clothes. Why this works? Nearly 90% of the energy in a wash cycle goes towards heating water. Cold water detergents work well even for stains, and freezing water can save around $60 to $80 per year for a family of four. And how to do it? Set your washer's default to cold wash. Use liquid detergent labeled for cold cycles. Save hot washes for towels or heavily soiled items, and combine full loads to reduce the number of cycles, and educate teens and kids about the new settings. And take shorter showers. Shortening showers by 2 to 3 minutes can drastically reduce water and heating costs, especially in households with multiple family members. Why this works? The average shower uses 2 gallons of water per minute. Cutting just 3 minutes off per person saves over 1,800 gallons of water and reduces water heating costs, potentially saving $100 to $150 annually. And how to do it? Use a waterproof timer or smart speaker in the bathroom. Make a family challenge 5-minute showers or less. Install low-flow shower heads to boost savings, reward kids for hitting their time goals, and play a 3 to 5 minute song as their shower soundtrack. And seal drafts and insulate windows. Seal gaps around windows and doors to keep cold air out in the winter and hot air out in the summer. It reduces heating and cooling expenses. And why this works? Well, up to 30% of your home's heat escapes through leaks and drafts. Simple sealing with water stripping, caulk, or window film can lower heating costs by $100 or more each season. And how to do it? Inspect doors and windows for cold spots. Install foam weather stripping around your doors. Use transparent plastic film insulation film during winter. Add door draft stoppers or rolled up towels. And consider thermal curtains for large windows. And switch internet or phone providers. Well, I'm sure that's something we've all considered from time to time with the high cost. Shop around once a year for better internet, cable, or phone rates. New customers often get better deals, and you should too. Why this works? Loyal customers often pay more than new ones. Calling your provider or switching can save $20 to $60 per month. Over a year, that's $240 to $720 in savings with just one phone call or online switch. And how to do it? Compare local offers once a year. Call your provider and ask for a loyalty or match deal. Mention competitor pricing. You'll often be offered a discount then. Bundle services only if it saves you money, and cancel unused phone lines or features. And install low-flow faucets and shower heads. Upgrade to low-flow fixtures to cut water usage without sacrificing performance. You'll save on both water and heating bills. Low-flow devices reduce water usage by 30 to 50%. That's less water to heat and less wasted down the drain. A single shower head can save a family 2,900 gallons of water per year. Well, we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.